Center. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hello.
Hey there, good morning. Forgot to turn the mics on. It's a simple show. It's a simple process. What else would you expect on a Friday?
Some people.
Shut up. Anyway, good morning. 8:15, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with the lovely Kiki.
Morning.
Filling in for Hunter. You got your breakfast in you now. You're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast, most important meal of the day. Got to have that eggs and bacon.
Do you know that that's a myth?
Of course it is.
It's not just breakfast. It's just that the first meal you end up eating should be a really good, nutritious meal.
Nothing better than starting your day off with...
You can skip breakfast and you can have lunch, but as long as the first thing you do finally eat is supposed to be like kind of sets the tone for the day.
So some eggs that'll make you fart and bacon that'll clog up your arteries and bread for the carbs. Yeah, it's a great way. Great way to start the day.
It's not necessarily breakfast. That's the myth, though.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Dr. Oz. Appreciate it. Anyway, we'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's get to your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the business.
Nicely done. Business. What's up, Katie? Here, you'll love this story, Kiki. An Idaho prison inmate who escaped during an overnight release had to turn himself in after getting rattled by a rattlesnake bite. He couldn't treat on his own. Ryan Paul Henley wrangled a leave of absence from the Payette County Jail so he could attend a family funeral. But instead of returning to the facility as he promised, Henry took off for the Oregon state line where he got lost in the woods and, worse yet, got bitten by a rattlesnake.
In Oregon? Was he on the Oregon Trail? Did he get dysentery? Did his wagon wheel break? Did his sister die?
Perfect. Oh, my God. A rescue squad was getting ready to come to his rescue until a dispatcher put two and two together and saw through the alias he provided. Rescuers were preparing to respond when one of the officers saw through him and realized that he was a wanted man. Deputies were sent along with the medical crew, and the 30-year-old was transported to the jail for a full exam. So, on the run from the law.
First of all, you can get out of jail to go attend a funeral?
I think certain things, depending on who you are. I mean, you know, Ed Gein's not going out there and... Like, hey, I got to go. Ed Gein, you know, the serial killer?
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Not big on the serial killers?
No, I am. For some reason, I forgot about him. I've watched all the documentaries on the Netflix. I love serial killer documentaries.
What would you do if you got bit by a rattlesnake?
Oh, I would just die.
I'm done.
The poison wouldn't kill me. It would be the anxiety attack that would have happened before even being bitten. as soon as I saw it, I would die.
You obviously are terrified. You're terrified of snakes.
I'm absolutely terrified. It is my biggest fear are snakes.
Don't look down by your foot right now.
I already have my feet up. As soon as you started talking about the snake, I put my feet up in my chair. That's how terrified I am.
So what is it about the snakes that gets you so terrified? I'm a snag.
My hands are so clammy right now.
I'm a slither little snag.
Microphone, like death grip. I'm scared.
Why don't you like snakes? What about snakes?
I think what was a turning point was as a child... Someone, won't point any fingers at my parents, didn't do a good job of understanding that I wasn't going to see some sweet little movie. I was meeting my friend to go watch Anaconda.
But Anaconda's not
scary.
And I should
not have ever been allowed to watch that movie. We were so scared. That's when the feet in the seat started, was during that movie. That's the first time I ever started putting my feet up. I grew up around snakes. I lived out in the country.
Yeah.
My brothers used to, you know, grab snakes. I remember, you know, watching my grandpa dispose of a snake, you know, throwing it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Those little gardener snakes or whatever.
Yeah, we've had to kill snakes. We found them in our basement. I was used to kind of running into snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And after Anaconda, it all changed. All of a sudden, I was so fearful of
them. Anaconda does not scare me because the CGI is so terrible. The acting is god-awful. Like, it almost makes it comical when you see that big snake.
Yeah, but
I'm
as a
kid,
snake. I didn't put that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but you're a grown woman now. You're an adult.
Yeah,
at this
and I've
point.
Never seen it since. And I will always just have that one memory of that movie as a child and being terrified.
Yeah, I saw a snake in the backyard the other day.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Why would you tell me that?
He's just a little guy.
Why would you tell me that?
He wasn't big.
But size doesn't matter to me.
Thank
Clearly.
You. That's good to know. Clearly. Good for you. Oh, good for you.
When people say he's just a little one, it doesn't matter. It's huge in my mind every time.
Just a little guy.
Are you serious?
Out there. Yeah.
We've not had snakes in our backyard ever.
Well, because they chase after the frogs in the backyard.
No,
so.
They don't. What frogs? You mentioned these frogs.
Yeah, we got little frogs in the backyard.
No,
they're bouncing around.
Really?
Yeah, and the snakes eat them.
No,
that's what
they
happens.
Don't.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. God. I'm a snake.
No, well, I was looking forward to finding the frogs, but now it seems like if I find the frogs,
them before
I
the snakes
the snake.
Do. Otherwise,
Stop
they're going to be lunch.
You're messing with me, aren't you?
No, I wouldn't do that. When have I ever messed with you about snakes, Kiki?
Oh, that's terrible.
So if anybody wants to pull a prank on Kiki, just get a rubber snake.
If you want to get hurt real bad.
So, needless to say, if you break out of prison in Idaho, mm-hmm. don't run for the Oregon border because you will be attacked by rattlers.
And get dysentery.
And your wagon will break. Yeah. All right. Well, I got a snake you can look at right now. He'll wink at you. Yeah. He's just got one eye.
I don't want
it. WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.